Kum lernen la blat gemorre, zoi shana rabbe, and shol gemen shtiyot. We're left nun on the base in the very bottom of the page. So the gemorre says as follows. Four lines from the bottom. Tanan hasa we learned over there. We're talking about the chavise kohen gadol. That is the kohen gadol every single day. He used to bring asar in a certain measure and he used to divide it in half. And he used to make six chalas out of it in the morning and he's in a shallow frying pan. That's what's called chavise from the word machavas. And then they brought another six in the afternoon. And the Mishnah was talking about that what happened, the Kohen Gadol passed away in the middle of the day, and then you have to, what do you do in the afternoon?
With the leftover.
Do you use a leftover in the afternoon, if you appoint a new Kohen Gadol, or he brings, and we said, no, he has to bring a whole new one, because there's umachatzisa with a vav, and it means you have to bring a whole new 12 loaves. Six loaves will be, he'll appear on his back, and six he'll destroy, and for the morning one, the six remaining, he'll destroy as well. It says the Gemara Tanan Hasa, we learned over there, Chavise Kohen Gadol, when it came to this particular Chavise, Imli Shasan, the kneading, Vari Chasan, and the forming, Vafiyasan, and the baking, Bifrim. They all had to be done inside the Beis HaMikdash in the courtyard, not like other menachas that you could have prepared them before. Here, you had to be done inside the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it became Kodesh, and then all the laws of if you take it outside, if it stays overnight, all come into effect. V'doichei says a Shabbos, and this also pushes away Shabbos. How do we know all this? So the Gemara, Amar Abuna, Tefun, it says the Pasuk uses a very strange word for baking. The Pasuk uses the word Tufine. And before, yesterday, we learned a few drushes from it, whether it means no, it should be nice, that means you bake it first and then you fry it, or no means it should be already partially cooked, so you fry it first and then you bake it. Or the third one is no, it means from the word Rabba, you do all three, you bake, fry, bake. So it says in the Pasuk, Tufine, so we dash in, or Tufinai, sorry? Tufinai. The word is Tufinai. Is it we dash in Tefen or not? As if it says it should be done in a fresh way. The upper limit, well, if you baked it, let's say on Friday before Shabbos, in Shafila, it will rot and it'll go off. Excuse me. Mask of Rabbi Yeshua, the question, Ema, perhaps, why did you say the cover of the Rabbi? You preserve it in vegetables, and maybe you bake it on Friday. You know, we try to minimize the Chil Shabbos. So the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel says, you know how we learn out? It says in the Pasuk, yeah, in the Machvas Bashemin, it says, Te Oseh, so we dash it, Te Oseh, Philip Shabbos, we're done in Shabbos, Te Oseh, Philip Tumah, even if it's Tumah like a carbon tzibur, it pushes away. If everybody's tummy, you still do it. Abai says, Omer Kros, in the Pasuk, it says, Soilis Mincham. He said the Pasuk, Soilis Mincha Tamid. He said, this is the carbon of Aaron. He brings this, I say this, Eva, Soilis Mincha Tamid, half in the morning, half at night. We're comparing it to the Mincha, Soilis Mincha Tamid. We're comparing it to the Mincha that is attached to the carbon Tamid. Harei Kemichas Tamid. What do we know about the Mincha Tamid? You bring it on Shabbos and all that. So therefore, we know we do the same thing. Rava says, I'll tell you how we learn out. It says in the Pasuk, Al Machavas Bashemen. Pay out, Shem. Al machavas b'shem teyasa, and it says al machavas on the frying pan milamet shatuna keli, that everything has that you do with the chavisa. I mean, you also you do it on a keli.
The frying
shallow one. Marcheshes is the deep one. Milamet shatuna keli. So you learn that what you have to place it on a clay shadus. The problem is, if you bake it on Friday, since you're preparing everything on the clay shutters, what happens when you prepare on the clay shutters? It becomes Kodesh. And if it becomes Kodesh, then we have all these laws that kick in. And one of them is you're not allowed to lina. So therefore, if shleib lina, you can't then let it stay over Friday night till Shabbos, because then you'll be pasul with lina. Tanya kavasid rabbi, talk a little like rabbi, it says pasik al machavas. It says al machavas malamid from learn out, shetu'una kli, you need a keli. So therefore, obviously, you cannot do it on Friday. Simple. Then the Pasuk says you should do it by machavas, ba shemen, on oil. What do you mean by ba shemen? What's ba shemen?
I wonder why the Dishi says it's called machavas or not, and not another type of keli. I wonder why that's.
It's all laws from the Eibushter. Amen. Nun Aleph, Amar Aleph. About four lines on the top.
Almost top on your book. Yeah, so.
Okay, so it says the last word of the line, bashemen. It says in the pasuk, you put it on the frying pan, bashemen. Sounds like you add some additional oil. Lahoisiv la shemen. what? You have to actually add oil. You have to add oil. So the question is, how much? But ain't the idea, comma. I don't know how much oil to add. So the question is, what are you going to compare it to? Hareini don. Therefore, I have to sit and start analyzing what am I going to compare it to, because nowhere does it mention by chavisim how much extra oil you have to add on. So then, Makanshav, he says, here, oil. It says later on in Mincha, when you bring a carbon tummy, you also bring with it in the a mincha. You know, you bring the libations, including that as a flower offering. So let's see how much oil is used over there. Shemen, over there also, it says shemen, it says b'shemen, kosis, and it says the rev a hin, a quarter of a hin. A hin is 12 lugin. So how much is a quarter of a hin? 3 lugin. And so therefore, this is shemen. And here it says b'shemen, and by us it says b'shemen. There it says with oil, and by us it says b'shemen in oil. So we'll dash it, we'll compare these. Mala halon shlosh lugin, the sun, here it's 3 lugin. Afkan shlosh lugin, the sun. Over here also, we're going to have 3 lugin, because the whole measurement is 1 isarin. And therefore, over there's also the whole measurement is 1 isarin. So therefore, just like over there, it's a rvi esahin, a quarter of a hin, which is 3 lugin, here also 3 lugin. Simple. That's one way of looking at it. I know. Klachle derazu, maybe there's another way of looking at it. Maybe we should compare to something else. Nemakan, here it says shemen. The nemar b'minchas nedava, it says by a voluntary mincha of an individual shemen. There it says also oil. It says if a person wants to bring a kar mincha Hashem, it says v'yotzek oleh Hashem, and she pour oil on it. And malahal over there by a poor man, how much oil does he put on it? Only loig echad, one loig. Afkan over here also loig echad, maybe only one loig. So the question is, do you compare it to the mincha of nesachim that's attached with a carbon tzibur, or do you compare it to a carbon yachid in a dove? Nida, and this, because remember, the Kohen Gadol was an individual here. So the question is, Nida, Lemi, Daime, Donin, we are going to compare the letters Tof, Veiz, Shin, Tes with Tof, Veiz, Shin, Tes, which is the Mincha Nesachim and the Mincha of the Kohen Gadol versus, and I'll tell you in a minute, versus Yigal. Now, what's Yagil? What's the Zosh Tavis? Tof is Tadir.
Yeah,
very interesting. Best. Okay, good. Tadir, first of all, is Tadir. The Kohen Gadol every single day brings his carbon, and so too the carbon tummy is every single day brought. Mashenkin, a voluntary minchas, you bring whenever you want, ad hoc. Second one is the base is Bor Chayva. You have no choice. This is a chiv, not a voluntary. Number three is the shin, which is Shabbos. Doiche Shabbos. These two kabbanas are doiche Shabbos. Number four, and the test is doiche tumah. You don't want to learn from a private and a voluntary carbon, which doesn't have any of these four letters in its halachas. Oy, maybe klach lerzu. Don in yagil me yagil. There's something unique about the chavisi kohen gadol, which makes it very similar to an individual offering. What's that? Yachid, the yud is yachid. They're both individuals, not a carbon tzibur. Number two, the gimel beglal atzmo. They don't bring on behalf of the community; they bring on behalf of themselves. Even the kohen gadol's chavisi, he brings every day. This is his own carbon. And it doesn't come together, sorry, it doesn't come together with a carbon. The minchas nesachim is an animal, and you bring a mincha as an ancillary to it. Here, this is on its own. If a poor person wants to donate a carbon mincha on its own, and the Kohen Gadol brings the chavisin on its own. So this is a begalatma on its own, not with an animal. And the lamed is levoina. Both of them have a levoina, have the incense in it. Mashenkin, the mincha that comes in the tummy, does not. So which one is it? And they ain't on the yagel, mashen yagel. So this is not a good way of dashing. So what are we going to do? So Gemara comes up with another answer. I'll tell you what we learn from another puzzle altogether. Now this is what happens when the Kohen becomes anointed. They bring over there, it says they bring a tenth of an eifer. It says, Soilis Mincha Tamid. That this is the inauguration, the day of inauguration. They bring a flower offering, Soilis Mincha Tamid. And then it says, half in the morning and half at night. So this idea of half in the morning and half at night is done by two different things. A Kohen Gadol every day, the Chavisin. And also, every Kohen, when they get inaugurated. So different. So we learn from here. So we see clearly here, it says that minchas tamid, the side minchas by a Kohen is similar to what? To a carbon mincha, to a carbon. Ma minchas tamidin, gimel lugin. Just like by the minchas tamidin. It's three lugin, li sarin, right? It's one isar we had before, is a v'esahim, which is three lugin. So Avzu Gimel Lugin the son of here. Also, we're going to say three Lugin. So we're going to compare it to the inauguration. Rab Shimon says Riba Kan Shemen. It says add more oil. Riba b'Minchas Kavasim Shemen, and it says add more oil by the Mincha of the sheep. which is three lugin per isarin. Mashen kain by a poor person, how much does he bring? Only one leg. That's one way of looking at it. Maybe do another way. Riba kan shemen. Here it says you should put an extra oil by the chavisin. But the riba b'minchas parim ve'elim shemen. By a mincha that comes with a bull or a mincha that comes with a ram, you also add a lot of oil there. But there, you give three esrayim, and you give six lugin. So it's a lot more oil, six. But it's divided amongst three esrayim. So per esrayim, how many lugim are there? Just two. So the question is, okay, we want to add oil. Do we add to another thing that only has one isarin, like a sheep only has one isarin, but then you give three lugin? Or do you go to something which is more, which is a pot and an alien, which is four or six, but because it's either two isarin or three isarin, but the poil, if you go per isarin, you break it back down, it's only two lugin, which means by the chavisim of the Kohen Gadol, only two lugins. Which one is it? Malahan shnei lugin isarin, per isarin, afkan shnei lugin isarin. Neither lugin midoyme. So what are you going to compare it to? Donin mincha haboy isarim, mincha haboy isarim. We're going to learn from the sheep because there's only one isarim, and the measure is the measure of an isarim. And what's the measure by Kohen Gadol, by the Chavisim also? One isarim. They donin mincha haboy isarim, mincha haboy isarim. But you cannot learn from a bull or from a ram. A bull has three isarim and a ram has two. That's what he's saying. So we're sort of stuck. Which way do we go? Hogu v'kasha amid, you start off saying b'shem and lohayis l'shem. You start off saying that we're adding oil. Whatever the minimum oil is, we're adding some more. And then you say riba kan shemen. And v'hadotoni nema kan shemen, nema michadot v'shemen. You start off saying riba kan shemen, that we're adding extra oil. And then you're going back to the basic. How much oil do you need from the start? So what's going on here? Omar Abai says Mantana Bishem, and the one who says in oil is lahaisiv to add. The one who says that you have to add by saying Bashem. It says Amachvas Bashem on the frying pan in the oil means you're adding some more oil. That is Rab Shimini. That's Rab Shimon. Yeah, over dinner, and he's saying it. What happens if it didn't say the posse? If we wouldn't have a posse, what would we do? Over dinner, and he's trying to work out logically which way to go. And man kamahada, and who's the one who's discussing with him? It's not himself, but Rabbi Shmuel. It is Rabbi Shmuel, because Rabbi Shimon already learns it out. He says he learned out from the three lugin, because Yisarin from Yisarin, just like a sheep only has one Yisarin, so too by the Chavisa Kohen Gadol was one Yisarin, and therefore you learn that makes the most sense, and therefore it's three lugin. So he comes to conclusions. Rabbi Shmuel will remain stuck. It's all Rabbi Shmuel, and he's the one going back and forth because he does not hold of extra. It's Rabbi Shimon who says you have to add extra oil. Rabbi Shmuel does not hold anything by extra. He's saying here that what l'shemen must be to add a little bit of oil. And if you want to say how much oil to use, like any other mincha, which is only one law, you don't need to. The moment the Torah says al machvas, don't go any further. No, but you're comparing the chavisim of a kohen gadol to any other mincha which is done on a shallow frying pan. And we look at any other mincha on a shallow frying pan, you always bring a leg. So what's the question here? The question is because it says after it's bashemen, it's adding more oil, because if the Torah only wants you to have the limited amount of oil like you have in any other mincha, we already told us that by saying al machvas. So therefore, that's a question. So, or maybe the Torah will try to tell you need oil, but how much oil do you have to learn from other places?
That's why it's adding the extra word.
No, this is a suffix. He's asking a suffix. Is the Torah saying there's two ways along the passage? One way is al machvas means like any other mincha, you have one leg of oil, but then bash shemen, I want you to add some more oil. And I have a question: how much more oil? Or the pshat is no, al machvas is a frying pan, but no oil. Because maybe we compare, there is one mincha out there that has no oil. If you remember a minchas choyte, a sinner, or by a seite, there's no oil. We don't want the person to bring a sin offering, we want him to look bad and everything else. We don't want him to have any oil whatsoever.
So the bashemen is to...
So tell us, maybe you need the oil that you have at normal, which is only one leg, and that's the question. Is it extra oil, or is it telling you b'chal you need oil? El l'kvoy l'shem, because the loy kos rachmanu b'shemen, had to say, not add the word bashemen, having never thought, having mincha choyte. That's his question, he's going back and forth. Hodar Omar, he said, Tehevi Nami L'Kvoy L'Shemen. He's saying, even if you want to say it's a tell you b'chlal that you need oil, still, Teisa Medina V'Don Dina V'Le Asile. Or still, you can ask that, okay, but how much? Because you can learn from here, the different ways we just said. We can compare it to this, or you compare to that, depending and depending where you compare it to, that tells you how much oil. You know, klachel derazu or klachel derazu. V'lo asile doesn't include v'atzchiko, and therefore he needs the pasuk. Can I say Rabbi Shmuel Milsei? Like Rabbi Shmuel concludes his thing over here. Rabbi says, "Cool, Rabbi Shimon. You say it's all Rabbi Shmuel. I say it's all Rabbi Shimon. Who says extra oil? It's all extra oil." what? If you want to add oil, but the question is how much? If it would not have said, definitely is coming to add oil. We know already you need oil from Machmas. Bashemen coming to add oil. Could he to tell me you need oil? Sorry, you don't need the king. See, but Machmas. The moment says Machmas, no, you need oil. Machmas dumb is like any other carbon mincha that needs oil. If it wouldn't have said Bashemen, Yeshli Bedin, Vedondin, Elasli. If it wouldn't have said Bashemen, I would have still asked myself, so how much oil do I need? Okay, it's like any other mincha, but maybe I should compare it to not only to a mincha, but this is like a choiv, maybe because it's pushed away Shabbos and all that. Maybe I should compare it to something else. And I have no conclusion. Therefore, I need Bashemen. That's why I need Bashemen. Tell me, I know I need extra oil. And then I say, Hadama. Then he himself continues. But how much extra oil? To have a Kimichas party of Elim? Extra oil, but it could be like either like a sheep, which is only one Isaran, but three Lug, you know, like a bull or a ram that has more oil, but the reason is because they have more Isaranim, and you're working way back, it's a little bit less. Hadarama, he says, Donin, Mincha, Habo, Yisaran. Then he concludes, it makes most sense to compare something which is the measure of one Yisaran to something else, the measure of one Yisaran. Okay, very technical. The previous Mishnah was that the Kohen Gadol passed away during the day and a new Kohen Gadol was appointed. So what do? You set aside again, you bring from your house new flour and everything else, you prepare the 12 challahs, but you only bring 6. What happens? No Kohen Gadol was appointed. What do you do then? Well, who brings it in the afternoon? How's it work?
Isn't there a scan who steps in automatically?
No, no such thing. Lei minu Kohen achatachta, mishami hoisa. What happens? No Kohen Gadol was appointed, and they have to bring something in the afternoon. Who do they bring? Do they bring the balance from the guy in the morning? Do they bring new ones? Which you learn before, you got to bring new ones because it says machatzisa, which says machatzisa, and it's half. Yeah. So it has to be half of a whole. So and since the Kohen Gadol is no longer alive, you have to bring a new one. But who brings it? Is it who is it responsible for it? Rav Shimon Aimer Mishal Tzibur. Well, it becomes a communal carbon. Rav Yehuda Aimer Mishal Yoshin. It's the Yoshin of this Kohen Gadol. They have the responsibility to bring it until the new Kohen Gadol is appointed. V'shleima ha'isa kreva. And, but he goes further, not like if a new Kohen Gadol is appointed, you prepare the whole thing again, you bring 6 out of 12. But if it's a no Kohen Gadol appointed, you actually bring the full 12. Kula v'shleima ha'isa kreva. They actually brought up the full 12. You're coming to draw a Daf Yomi, sure? Okay, says the Gemara. Tell them what we learned. Kohen Gadol Shemes, if a Kohen Gadol dies, Laminu Kohen Achatata, they're not replacing with another Kohen Gadol. Minayin Shetei Minchasa Kreve Mishal Yoshin. This price holds. How do you know that it's in the ocean, the ears that have to bring it? Amalim Bezan Pasik, Baha Kohen HaMashiach, Tachtov Mibonov, from his children, is Yasa Oisa. Says Tachtov Mibonov Yasa Oisa, from his children. Okay. I would have thought that they should only bring half because they're continuing.
He's teaching what Hamashiach Tachtov means, one of his descendants.
That's right.
From where it
Mibonov, says Mibonov. Yes, sorry.
From which ones? Okay, they decided from which one, but who bring it?
That's what we're talking about. This opinion says the children bring it because it says in the pasuk Vakoyin Hamashiach Tachtov Mibonov Yas Oisa. They should do it. Yochel Yakriven Chatzayin. They should only bring then only half. Tamalaymer Oisa it Kula Velechetzer, all of it, not only half. Rabbi Yehuda. Rab Shimon says in that very same pasuk, continues saying, "Chok Oilam LaHashem Kolul Sikta." Says Chok Oilam. Oilam sounds like the world, everybody, universal. And Mishal Oilam, the whole world has to get involved. The whole tzibur they take from the kupa there. Then the pasuk says that Kolil Toktor, they should be completely burnt on the mizbeach. They Kula Baktora. The whole thing, you shouldn't, like normally what happens to this, the Kohenim eat it. But in this case, nobody eats it, the whole thing gets burnt. Or all 12 loaves get burnt, not just 6. The high HaKohenim Mashiach, Hochid also asked the Gemara, Kohenim Mashiach is coming to tell you that the children step in and they take, on the Baile, don't we need a Gitani? We learn the carbon, Aaron Nevonah. This is the carbon of Aaron and his children. This is the carbon they should bring the day they get inaugurated. I would have thought that Adam and all share in one carbon. The day that they become anointed, they all bring their own carbonus. This is called chinuch. The day of chinuch, they get inaugurated. But all the other kohenim, they only reach a one-off event. The kohen gadol every single day has to bring the chavisa. Bonav elu kohenim had yaitis. Bonav, who are the bonav? These are ordinary kohenim. That means that they get inaugurated on that day. They bring one of carbon. Elu kohenim had yaitis. Atoim kohenim had yaitis. You're telling me the kohenim yaitis ain't elu kohenim gedolim. Maybe only kohenim gedolim have to bring the inauguration carbon. How do you know that we just decided that inauguration, of course, as a bundle, that means all the other kohenim as well have to bring the very first day they're initiated. They, as a kohen in service in the base of major, have to bring a carbon. Maybe it's only kohen gadolim who brings both things. They bring every day, and also they're the ones who bring inauguration. Maybe only kohen gadolim inauguration is a big deal. Maybe we have a pasuk that says, "Hakohen Hamashiach Tachtov Mibonav Hadi Kohen Gadol." That pasuk is talking about a kohen gadol. We're talking about the Kohen Gadol. So the Kohen HaMashiach. So what do you mean Hamani Mekayim Bonav? What do you mean Bonav Yasa? Who is Bonav? Kohenim Ed Yaitis. Must be that his children who are not Kohenim Gadol. If he's a Kohen Gadol, he can only have one Kohen Gadol. So it must be that what? That a Kohen Mashiach. And they should, in Kei Lichta, so therefore we know that the children, there as well. In Kei Lichta Kero HaKohen HaMashiach Tachta Bonav Yasa. My Mibonav. Mibonav Sham Netarti. We know two things as well. Also, his sons have to continue with the macht. Forget about the inauguration. That his sons also have to continue with his carbon, which is the chavisin of every day. If he dies, they continue with it. Rav Shimon, hi oisa id my ovidle. Rav Shimon, he says chokayim has nothing to do with the children or anything else. It's the communal. What do you mean oisa it? The boy, he needs the kohen gadol shemesh. I mean, that have a potential. Yovi chatzi son of beis evelay chatzi son of shadishin. To tell you that don't bring. Okay, let's say we're going to have to bring a new one for the afternoon. Bring only half. Don't bring only half. Also, don't bring, use the leftover from the morning for the afternoon. Because it says, oh, you saw it. What? That when he dies, you got to bring a whole new stuff, a whole new thing here. The Gemara, the tape of Glei. The tape of Glei mean umachatzisa. The fact that it says umachatzisa, so automatically you know you got to bring a whole one. Vav le darish. Dash in the vav. What does he? Rabbi Yehuda holds as the children who take over. What does he do with the pasuk where it says Chok Oilam LaHashem Kol Tikra? What does he do with Chok Oilam? Chok La Oilam by Avile. What does he do? Chok La Oilam Tehei. This mitzvah is forever, not just a one-off thing in the beginning of Mishkan. Kol Il Tikra Kol Tikra should be all burned. Lumbly. What are you there for? Meboyle Nila. At the time we learned Ainli El Yena. We only know all we know is that we talked about before, which is the chavisim, because it says in the pasuk before, and it gets all burned. And then it says, you know, kol michas kain gets all burned. Michas kain god will be called tikta v'tachtoine, and then further down, michas kain hedye, the michas kain hedye, but lay seichel. We know that the kain god's thing gets burnt if he died, and then until the god gets burnt, and we know that other coin, it says loy seichel, they just said the pasuk there v'chol michas coin kol tia loy seichel, you shouldn't eat. But we don't know that minayin litan omer shebezeh, and how do you know that both of them have to be totally burnt, and how do you know that in both cases if you eat the leftovers you get a lav? V'es omer shebezeh tamalayim, it says kolil gzeir shaveh. It says kolil tikta, and then it says kol tia loy seichel. So even though it doesn't say burnt, it says kolil loy seichel, don't eat it. If we know from there, it has to be burnt. If you eat it, you get a loisa.
Sorry, just when you said
El Yonah
Tachtoni, that means
I previous pasuk and
previous
mentioned. That's right. Later pasuk. Says the Gemara, "V'sova Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds Michel Tzibur de Raisa. You're telling me Rav Shimon holds that the community has chest is where you take the money from to buy this. Is that from the Torah? V'hatanan, didn't we learn? Omer Rav Shimon, Shiva Dvarim, there were seven things. Hiskinu Bezin, that was instituted by a Bezin, Bezeichman is one of them. And what, that Oivek Echavim, um, What happens, let's say the person brings a carbon and he leaves the middle and we didn't give him the sachim, what do we do? So these are part of the takanos of the bezin. Number one is seven things they made the takanah then. We learned before that a goy can also send his kabbanis, voluntary kabbanis. What happens? He sent the carbon, and what happens in the sachim? So shalach iman the sachim. The goy said with it, you know, libations, the kedim mishaloi. Then we use his. But if the goy didn't send any, what do we do? Well, you know, he would have sent money and said, here, buy the sachim. Fine. But if he didn't, what do we do then? Kedim mishal tzibur. If he didn't, we then bring from the communal chest. So what does even mean that what? This whole idea of Nesachim is from an institution of the Bezin, not from the Torah. V'chein, ger shemes, if a ger died, v'niach zavachim, he left behind korban, animals to be put as a korban, what do we do? Is yes, loy Nesachim, if he finds in his estate Nesachim, k'rei mishaloy. But we love, k'rei mishal tzibur. V'tanai Bezin hu, it's as if the Bezin made this tanai, that any money came in this case, we're going to use it for Nesachim. Koyin gadol shemes, v'koyin gadol died, v'loy minu koyin achatachtov, if a Kohen Gadol died and no Kohen was appointed to replace him, and the Tekana was that who should pay for the mincha in the afternoon? The communal chest. So what do you tell me that Pshim learned from Psukim? He brought this Psukim before, because it says Chok Olam. It says clear, it says Tekana of a Bezin. Omer Abu said, Avu, Shnei Tekanas are you? There were two Tekanas. The Reis, Mele Tzibur. The Torah says, take money from the chest, it says, Chok Olam, and so on. The Torah came along and said, you should use communal chest. How often did it happen that a Kohen Gadol, you know, passed away? There were very few Kohen Gadol in the first base of Midrash. But what happened, if you remember, the second base of Midrash, there were over 300. Over 300 Kohen Gadol. So then it started costing money. Kiva and the Chazad, the Kamitcha Gelishcha, they were draining.
They did die.
The 300 of them died during the 420 years of the second Beis Hamikdash. So that means every year, practically, another Kohen Gadol took over.
Shimon Kohen Gadol, who took the bulk of it.
Yeah, he took it for 40 years. So take that off, it's every year, definitely.
Yeah, so one from the communal chest wouldn't be all that much.
Advice is pretty expensive. So the Kohen Gadol knew from his own hand. That's why the Kohen Gadol had to be rich. Kivan the Chazad, the Kamitchigal is draining. It's draining the resources. But you're right. How much would it cost? I don't know. It's draining the resources of the base of English. Tekinu legabi yoshin. The first takana was, you know what? Let's take it away from us and give it to the children. It's their responsibility. Kivan the Chazad, the Kapashiba. They saw the children were negligent. They didn't want to contribute. All of a sudden, they all went in hiding. They were all on vacation. They weren't available. Ukme, or didn't answer the mobile phones. Ukme adaraisa. They put it onto the Torah. Yes. Time is 8:28.
How do they go?
How do they do that?
What's the pshat?
They went back to the Torah's din that says that the community has to pay for it, even though it's costing money. Fafal. Ukma deraisa. And then we'll see you again on Wednesday, Mitzvah Shem. Because during Yom Shem, I'm not giving a shit. But our potter, and the, another kind of was from the seven things. That on a parah shalayim moilim ba'afora, if you have anor from the ashes, we're not going to obligate you to bring carbon mila. Says the Gemara, but the raisi isn't that from the Torah? It said the Torah calls it the karma chattis. How could the chum come along and say you're not moil? Says the Gemara, al parah shalayim moilim ba'afora. The raisi, the tanya isn't about Torah. You are moil. It says chatosi, that it says in the pasuk that the efer aparah gathered together. And it should be a lassi. So the main need a chattis. The Torah calls it a chattis. How can you say if you take it, you're not stealing? Chattis isn't it a chattis. So we say melamed shemoyelim bar that you are moyel. You are moyel. Moyelim ba'fora. Everything more. He bar moyelim. The animal itself, you take a moyel. Aber ba'fora a moyelim. But ba'fora, you're not moyel. So I tell you, not moyel. And they came along and they made a takana that you're not moil. What do you mean, made a takana not moil? If my tiny not moil, what do you need to make a takana that you're not moil? Says the Gemara, Amrabashi, shtei takanas havoi, there were two takanas. There are rice, bom moilin, bafari moilin. My tiny, you only moil the animal and not in the ashes. Keep the chazi, they come as ours, Labon. So people were treating it very likely the ashes are here. Because of the menei, my cousin started using things in some kind of a cure, some kind of had medicinal purposes. Gozer b'mila, right? But he said, hey, chevre, if you take it, you're a moyul, you're a ganav, and you bring a korban and everything else. Kivin the chazi, the kaparshi, misafik hazois. So then what happened was, they got scared. Somebody was a safik tamei. They just said, I'm not going to go spray you, because maybe you're not really tamei, and I'm going to be over and over there for using the eva chatas on a person who was tired. So people stopped helping out. We want to get rid of tumah. We don't like people who are stuffy tummy. Ukma that I said. They went back to the Torah and said, you know what? There's no meal over here. They realized something. No, Rabbanan went reinvent. They realized that the outcomes they didn't expect to happen, they were smart enough
to readjust.
To readjust. Yeah. Not like meal. They use this and that's it. Finished. Nun beis amir aleph.
Are you here on Wednesday?